上个星期我讲到这个神的律法。
Last week I talked about the law of God.
这个今天我要讲律法的目的。
And today I'm going to speak of the purpose of the law.
首先我们来看几处的经文。
First we're going to turn to several places in Scripture.
首先就是《生命记》第28章第15节。
The first one is Deuteronomy 28, verse 15.
生命记第28章15节，我若不听从耶和华你神的话，不谨守遵行他的一切诫命律例，就是我今天所吩咐你的，这以下的咒诅都必追随你，临到你身上。
However, if you do not obey the Lord your God and do not carefully follow all his commands and decrees,I am giving you today. All these curses will come upon you and overtake you.
第二处经文是四章第八节。
And the second place is Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 8.
又那一大国有这样公义的律例典章，像我今日在你们面前所陈明的这一切律法呢？
And what other nation is so great as to have such righteous decrees and laws as this body of laws I am setting before you today?
然后第四节第四章第六节。
And then chapter 4 verse 6.
所以你们要谨守遵行，这就是你们在万民眼前的智慧聪明。他们听见这一切律例，必说这大国的人真是有智慧有聪明。
Observe them carefully, for this will show your wisdom and an understanding to the nations, who will hear about all these decrees and say, Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
然后第四章第一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
以色列人啊，现在我所教训你们的律例典章，你们要听从遵行，好叫你们存活，得以进入耶和华你们列祖之神所赐给你们的地，承受为业。
Hear now, O Israel, the decrees and laws I am about to teach you. Follow them so that you may live and may go in and take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you.
最后第五章第二十九节。
Finally, chapter 5, verse 29.
五章二十九节，唯愿他们存这样的心敬畏我，当遵守我的一切诫命，使他们和他们的子孙永远得福。
Oh, that their hearts would be inclined to fear me and keep all my commands always, so that it might go well with them and their children forever.
上个星期我刚才讲，我是讲到神的律法。
I mentioned that last week we talked about the law of God.
神的律法是神赐给人的启示。
God's law is God's revelation to men.
也是立约的条例。
And stipulations in the covenant.
从某一个角度来看。
In some perspective.
律法就是神与以色列人所立的约。
The law is a covenant that was set before God and the Israelites.
律法有六个不同的名词。
And there are six different terminologies for law.
也就是律法、律例、典章、吩咐、诫命和法度。
Laws, decrees, statute, commands, stipulation, and ordinance.
这些名词都有它自己的含义。
Each one of these has their own individual meanings.
律法上个星期我讲到有两个形式。
And I mentioned that there's two types of laws.
第一个就是绝对的立法。
One is absolute.
另外一个就是条件的立法。
And the other one is conditional.
今天我们要继续来探讨这个神的立法。
And today we're going to continue to look at God's law.
为什么神要把立法赐给人？
Why did God want to give His law to men?
神赐立法的心意是什么？
What is God's desire when He gave the law to men?
尤其是神赐立法的目的是什么？
Especially, what is the purpose of the law?
我们也要来看《生命记》如何把这些律法、典章、律例，还有吩咐、诫命和法度，这些律法条例建立在实践的基础和精神上。
And we will also see how God has established the law, the decrees, the commands, the stipulations, and ordinances upon the foundation and the spirit of the Ten Commandments.
神把这个律法赐给以色列人。
God gave the law to the Israelites.
目的就是要他们认识神。
For the purpose that they may know God.
并且学习怎样去敬畏他。
That they may learn to fear him.
并且去遵行他的旨意。
And to obey his commands.
在世上过一个容人容神益人的生活。
And to live as a righteous people.
神把这个律法赐给人。
And God gave men wisdom, law.
一共有五个目的。
For the five purposes.
第一个目的就是要人学习怎样去敬畏神。
First is so that men may learn to fear God.
生命记常用这个词句就是敬畏耶和华这个词句。
And Deuteronomy often uses fearing the Lord.
来说明一个认识神的人应当有的敬虔的态度和生活的表现。
To illustrate the right attitude and expression of someone who believes in God.
神把这个律法赐给人。
And God gave the law to men.
主要的目的就是要他们学习怎样去敬畏耶和华神。
For the main purpose, so that people may learn to fear God.
而在世界上过一个敬虔的生活。
And that they may live a godly life here on earth.
当神在西乃山与以色列人立约的时候。
When God established a covenant at Mount Sinai with men.
那么神就对摩西说。
God told Moses.
你为我召集这些以色列人来到这里。
Gather the Israelites here.
我要叫他们听见我的话语。
I will cause them to hear my voice.
使他们在存活在这个世界上的时候。
So that as they live here on earth.
可以学习怎样去敬畏神。
They may learn to fear the Lord.
而且又怎样去教导他的儿女去敬畏这位神。
And also that you might teach your children to fear the Lord.
所以二十八章五十八节。
Therefore, in chapter 28, verse 58.
这书上所写律法的一切话是叫你敬畏耶和华你的神可荣可畏的名。
If you do not carefully follow the words of this law, which are written in this book, and do not revere this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God.
从这节经文里面我们看到摩西对以色列人的期望。
And here we see Moses' expectation of the Israelites.
就是希望他们能够敬畏这位神。
It is the hope that they might fear God.
行公义并且遵行耶和华的道。
And to do justly and to carry out God's law.
敬畏神一共有四个含义。
There's four meanings to fearing God.
敬畏神第一个含义就是讲到与神建立一个美好的关系。
The first is that the establishment of a wonderful relationship with God.
第二个就是讲到一个人必须承认神的主权。
Second is that people must acknowledge God's sovereignty.
而且愿意顺服神的主权。
Being willing to submit to His sovereignty.
那么第三，敬畏神就是遵守耶和华的律法和他的道。
Thirdly is to obey God's commands and His laws.
第四个含义就是讲敬畏神会远离这些罪恶。
Fourthly, when you fear God, you will depart from evil.
而且过一个蒙神喜悦的生命。
And live a life which is pleasing to God.
所以我们看到生命记它中心的主题就是讲到敬畏神。
So we see that the theme of Deuteronomy is to fear God.
是要人愿意去爱这位神。
So that men would be willing to love God.
而愿意去遵守他的道。
Be willing to obey His command.
而且愿意去侍奉这位神。
Be willing to serve God.
所以在生命记第十章十二节到十三节这么说。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 10 verses 12 to 13 it says.
以色列啊，现在耶和华你神向你所要的是什么呢？
And know, O Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you?
只要你敬畏耶和华你的神，遵行他的道。
But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways.
爱他，尽心尽性侍奉他。
to love him, to serve him, the Lord your God, with all your heart and with all your soul.
遵守他的诫命律例，就是今日我吩咐你的，唯要叫你得福。
And to observe the Lord's commands and decrees that I am giving you today for your own good.
如果我们看新约圣经的话，
If we look at the New Testament,
我们也看到同样的，主耶稣也讲到这个敬畏神的事情。
We also see Jesus repeating the fear of God.
耶稣对他说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱你的神。
Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
这是诫命的第一。
This is the first and greatest commandment.
却是最大的。
It's the greatest commandment.
其次相反就是要爱人如己。
And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself.
当这个以色列人进入迦南地的时候，
When the Israelites entered the land of Canaan,
他们很自然的就会模仿周遭那些国家的榜样。
They naturally began to imitate the nations around them.
也就是他们也想势立一位王来管理他们。
Which is they desire to establish a king to rule over them.
所以神预先就知道他们的心意。
God already knew their desire.
所以在摩西就借着摩西把这个预言告诉以色列人。
So through Moses, he gave a prophecy to the Israelites.
所以在申命记十七章十八节到十九节这么说。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 17 verses 18 and 19, he says.
他登了国位，就要将祭司立位人面前的这律法书，为自己抄录一本，存在他里面。
When he takes the throne of his kingdom, he is to write for himself a scroll, a copy of this law.
要平生诵读，好学去敬畏耶和华他的神，经守遵行他律法书上的一切言语和这些律例。
It is to be with him, and he is to read it all the days of his life, so that he may learn to revere the Lord his God and follow carefully all the words that this law and these decrees.
这两节经文是就是像那个要做王的人所讲的。
These two verses are spoken to those who are to be kings.
每一个人，包括做王的，必须要遵守耶和华的律法。
Everyone, including the king, must obey what God has commanded.
以致他们可以敬畏耶和华。
So they may fear the Lord.
圣经很清楚地讲到一个敬畏神的人。
Scripture is very clear when it speaks of someone who fears God.
必须要遵守神的律法。
You must obey God's commands.
而且经常地诵读神的话语。
And also read God's word often.
所以我们看到神已经预先告诉他们，如果要做王的，他必须要遵守耶和华的律法。
So we see that God already told the Israelites that those who are to be kings must read and love God's word.
必须要诵读神的律法。
They must read God's word.
同样的，今天我们在神的面前，我们有这本圣经。
Likewise, today before God, we have our Bible.
我们是否有读这本圣经？
Do we read our Bibles?
如果我们没有读这本圣经的话，我们没有办法去遵守神的律法。
If we do not read the Bible, then we cannot obey God's word.
所以神的律法不单能够使人敬畏神。
So God's word not only causes men to fear him.
第二点，圣经讲到我们可以使到我们行公义。
And the second point, and scripture says that it helps us to walk in righteousness.
四章八节讲到。
Chapter 4 verse 8 says,
有那一大国有这样公义的律例典章，像我今日在你们面前所陈明的这一切律法呢？
And what other nation is so great as to have such righteous decrees and laws as this body of laws I am setting before you today?
这节经文讲到只有神的律法是公义的。
And this passage says that it's only God's law that is righteous.
公义的律例典章就指明是那些公正、公平、完全的律法。
And just decrees and laws means just laws.
也说明神的律法是真理。
And it says that God's law is the truth.
而且是绝对完全的。
It's absolute.
完全的反映出神的特性和神的荣耀。
And it's perfect, and that reflects God's glory and his characteristic.
所以诗篇十九篇第九节这么说。
So in Psalm 19 verse 9 it says,
耶和华的道理洁净存到永远，耶和华的典章真实全然公义。
The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous.
如果我们看诗篇一百一十九篇。
If we look at Psalm 119,
诗篇一百一十九篇是诗篇里面最长的一篇。
Psalm 119 is the longest psalm in the book of Psalms.
那边形容到耶和华神的律法。
And there it describes God's law.
那边讲到耶和华的律法是公义的律法。
And there it says, speaks of God's law as righteous.
而且是公义的法度。
It's just.
神的律法公义。因此使到那些遵从神的律法的人变成义人。
And God's law is righteous, therefore those who follow become righteous.
所以申命记六章二十五节这么说。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 6:25 it says,
我们要照耶和华我们神所吩咐的一切诫命经守遵行，这就是我们的义了。
And if we're careful to obey all this law before the Lord our God as He has commanded us, that will be our righteousness.
所以你看到那个因果所谓因果论 cause and effect.
So if you look at cause and effect.
就是讲到一个遵守耶和华律法的人，义就来到他的身上。
So someone who obeys God's word, then he becomes righteous.
行公义的人不多。
There are few who act righteously.
特别在这个属世的社会里面，真的是少之又少。
Especially in the secular world, there are few in between.
无论在政坛或者在商场上。
Whether in politics or in business.
我们看到人的心充满这个贪婪和邪恶。
We see men's hearts are filled with greed.
是的，人没有办法行公义。
True, man cannot act righteously.
除非他遵守耶和华的律法。
Unless he obeys God's laws.
除非他敬畏耶和华这位神。
Unless he fears the Lord.
旧约圣经里面有两个人物是值得我们学习的。
In the Old Testament, there are two people that we ought to imitate.
这两个人物就是约瑟跟但以理。
And these two are Joseph and Daniel.
约瑟跟但以理是行公义的人。
Joseph and Daniel were righteous.
你去看约瑟跟但以理他们的生命。
If you look at these the lives of these two men.
他们逃避这个试探。
They ran away from temptation.
他们没有为这个真理来妥协。
They did not shy away from truth.
原因就是因为他们敬畏耶和华神。
The reason is that they feared God.
原因就是因为他们遵守神的律法。
The reason is that they obey God's law.
所以律法的目的第一个就是使人敬畏神。
So the first purpose of the law is so that men would fear God.
第二就是使人行公义。
Two is so that men may walk in righteousness.
那么第三就是要使人得到智慧。
Thirdly, so that men may have wisdom.
所以圣经讲到一个敬畏神的人能够得到这个智慧。
So the scripture tells us that one who fears God will receive wisdom.
所以你们要谨守遵行，这就是你们在万民眼前的智慧聪明。他们听见这一切律例，必说这大国的人真是有智慧有聪明。
Observe them carefully, for this will show your wisdom and understanding to the nations, who will hear about all these decrees and say, surely this great nation is wise and understanding people.
这节经文有三个字，这就是。
And in this, there's the word for.
你看到这就是那个逻辑性的后果。
So for this, it's a logical consequence.
换句话说，一个遵守耶和华律法的人。
So someone who obey God's law,
他必得从神而来的那种智慧。
He will receive the wisdom that comes from God.
所以这个也是一个因果道理。
And this is the principle of cause and effect.
遵守耶和华律法的人得到这个智慧。
So those who obey God's law will receive God's wisdom.
什么是智慧？
What is wisdom?
什么是聪明？
What is wisdom.
啊，这个智慧跟聪明，从圣经的角度来看
，from a biblical perspective，
啊，是指一个能辨别真理那种能力。
It is someone who's capable of discerning the truth.
也是一个美好生命的素质。
It's also a very beautiful characteristic.
所以诗篇十九篇第七节这么说。
And so it's from Psalm 19 verse 7 it says,
耶和华的律法全备能苏醒人心，耶和华的法度确定能使愚人有智慧。
The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple.
所以你看到耶和华的律法会使一个愚蠢的人成为一个智慧的人。
So we see that God's law can take someone who is foolish and turn them into someone who is wise.
所以圣经讲到遵守耶和华的律法的人能得到这个智慧。
So scripture tells us that those who obey God's law will receive wisdom.
诗篇110篇11篇第10节同样的这么讲。
And likewise in Psalm 111 verse 10 it says,
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，凡遵行他命令的人是聪明人，耶和华是永远当赞美的。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise.
如果我们要做一个有智慧的人，
we are to be wise.
我们必须要，圣经讲，遵守耶和华的律法。
We must be like what scripture says and obey God's law.
我们必须要去敬畏这位神。
We must fear the Lord.
旧约的圣经箴言书教导我们怎样去做一个有智慧的人。
In the Old Testament book, Proverbs, it teaches us how to be wise.
我们有些主日学正在查考这个箴言书。
Some of our Sunday schools are going through the book of Proverbs.
那么箴言就是教导我们做一个有智慧的人。
Proverbs teaches us how to be wise.
这些教导跟这个遵守耶和华的律法和敬畏神有密切的关系。
And this wisdom has close relationship with obeying God's word and fearing Him.
换句话说，智慧跟遵守耶和华的律法和敬畏神有密切的关系。
In other words, they are closely related.
一个遵守耶和华律法和敬畏神的人，必得到从神而来的智慧。
A person who fears God and obeys His command will receive wisdom from God.
所谓圣经讲到敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，就是这个道理。
Therefore, the scripture says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
第四个目的。
And the fourth purpose.
就是使道人能在这个世界上存活。
So that men might live here on earth.
以色列人啊，现在我所教训你们的律例典章，你们要听从遵行。
Hear now, O Israel, the decrees and laws I am about to teach you. Follow them so that you may live and may go in and take possession of the land.
好叫你们存活，得以进入耶和华你们列祖之神所赐给你们的地，承受为业。
Take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you.
存活的意思就是表示能够生存。
To live is to exist.
不会灭亡。
You would not be destroyed.
而且强调那种丰盛的生命。
But it also emphasizes abundant living.
在约翰福音里面有讲到这个丰盛的生命。
And the book of John it speaks of abundant life.
就是讲到一个相信耶稣的人得到这个救恩，他得到这个丰盛的生命。
That is to say, someone who believes in Jesus will receive an abundant life.
所以摩西希望以色列人在迦南地遵守神的律法。
So Moses desired the Israelites to obey God's law in the land of Canaan.
而且能在这个应许之地过一个幸福的日子。
And that they may live a blessed life in the promised land.
人数增加不会减少。
And that their numbers may increase instead of decrease.
生命记三十章十六节。
And Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 16.
吩咐你爱耶和华你的神，遵行他的道，行走他的诫命、律例、典章，使你可以存活，人数增多。
For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in His way, and to keep His commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase.
耶和华你的神必在你所要进去得业得为业的地上赐福给你。
And the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess.
如果以色列人要遵守耶和华的律法，
If the Israelites are to obey God's command,
他们必须要在这个地方就是永远居住。
Then they will possess the land forever.
如果他们遵守耶和华的律法
if they obey God's command.
反过来说，如果他们不遵守耶和华的律法
conversely, if they do not obey God's command,
那么圣经讲到他们必会灭亡
the Bible tells us that they will be destroyed.
所以摩西告诉以色列人说他们将会在这个应许之地存活的时候
so when Moses tells the people that they will live in the promised land,
这是一个预言
this is a prophecy.
因为事情还没有发生
because it has not happened yet
摩西同时也告诉他们如果他们不遵守耶和华的律法他们国家将会灭亡
Moses at the same time told the Israelites that if they do not obey God's commands then their nation will be destroyed
如果我们看这个以色列人的历史的话
if we look at the history of the Israelites
后来以色列这个国家真的灭亡
and truly the nation was conquered
原因是什么
why?
原因就是因为他们不遵守耶和华的律法
because they did not obey God's commands
我们知道在就是在主前六百多年的时候以色列国就灭亡
and we know that in 600 plus BC that Israel perished
差不多2500年的时间基本上以色列失去他们的国家
in about 2,500 years, there was no Israel.
原因就是什么？应验了摩西所说的预言。
The reason is that it was a fulfillment of Moses' prophecy.
当以色列人不遵守耶和华律法的时候
When the Israelites turn away from God's law,
他们将会灭亡。
They were destroyed.
但是我们看到以色列在1947年的时候复活。
But we realize in 1947, Israel was reestablished.
我想这些事情发生都有神的旨意在里面。
I believe there is God's will in all this that happened.
所以一个立法的目的，第一就是要人敬畏神。
So the purpose of the law first is so that men may fear God.
第二就要人行公义。
Second, so that men may walk in righteousness.
第三就是要人得到这个从神而来的智慧。
Thirdly, men may have wisdom from God.
那么第三就是要人过一个丰盛的生命。
And fourthly, that men may live an abundant life.
最后就是要人得到这个恩福。
Finally, so that men may receive blessing.
所以《生命记》第五章第二十九节这么说。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 29 it says,
唯愿他们存这样的心敬畏我，常遵守我的一切诫命，使他们和他们的子孙永远得福。
Oh, that their hearts would be inclined to fear me and keep all my commands always, so that it might go well with them and their children forever.
这个福不只是指那个物质丰富的生活。
And the blessing is not just a material blessing.
也包括身体的健康。
It includes physical health.
心情喜乐。
Emotional well-being.
心灵满足。
And being a sense of fulfillment.
所以在诗篇里面，大卫讲到这个耶和华所赐的福。
And so in Psalm, David talks about the blessing that comes from God.
唯喜爱耶和华律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
So those blesses a man whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and on His law he meditates day and night.
所以在诗篇一百一十九篇第一节，大卫同样讲。
So likewise in Psalm 119 verse 1 David says
行为完全遵行耶和华律法的人这人便为有福
Blessed are they whose ways are blameless who walk according to the law of the Lord
如果我们看诗篇119篇的话
And if we look at Psalm 119
你会看到那些遵行耶和华律法的人所得到的福气
You can see the blessings that comes to those who obey God's word
这些福气可能是带给我们生命有喜乐。
These blessings may be bring joy to our lives.
使到一个人的心很完全。
So that there's completeness in a person's heart.
使到一个人得到从上来上头来的智慧。
that a man may receive wisdom that's from above.
也使到一个人不走这个邪路。
And cause a man not to walk in the perverse way.
使到一个人有正直的生命。
That a person may live righteously.
使到一个愚蠢的人能够成为一个智慧的人。
So that the fool may become wise.
使到一个人不受这个罪恶的辖制。
So that a person may not come to bondage by the sin.
也使到一个人得到从神而来的平安。
That man may have peace from God.
啊，这就是圣经讲的福。
And these are the blessings that Scripture speaks of.
我们世人，特别是华人，啊，讲到如果一般的人都认为在财务啊上富有就是福啊。
Most people, and especially Chinese, believe that if they have wealth, then that's blessing.
啊，是不是年轻的时候多赚一点钱
？Isn't it true that when you're young, earn a little bit more?
啊，在年老的时候可以享清福。
And then when you're old, you can just kick back and relax.
啊，这就是一般华人对这个福的观念。
This is most Chinese concept of blessing.
可是圣经所讲的福是超越我们一般人所想象的。
But the blessing which the scripture speaks of is beyond what we normally think of.
主耶稣在马太福音第五章讲登山宝训的时候，讲到这个十个福。
And in the Beatitudes, Jesus speaks of 10 different kinds of blessings.
他说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
哀痛的人有福了，因为他们将得到安慰。
Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
温柔的人有福了，因为他将要承受土地。
Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
饥渴慕义的人有福了。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
因为他们必得饱足。
For they will be filled.
连续人的人有福了，因为他们将会得到连续。
Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy.
清心的人有福了，因为他们将会见到神。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
使人和睦的人有福了。
Blessed are the peacemakers.
因为他是神的儿子。
For they will be called sons of God.
为义受逼迫的人有福了。
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness.
因为天国是他们的。
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
那么圣经里面讲到，如果我们为了福音的缘故受逼迫。
And the scripture also talks about if we're persecuted because of the scripture.
如果我们为了公义的事情，我们受到毁谤。
Because of righteous things that were falsely accused.
我们圣经讲到，我们是有福的人。
The Bible tells us that we're blessed.
所以我们看到，虚心、哀恸、温柔、饥渴、慕义、连续人、清心的人、使人和睦的人。和唯一受逼迫的人，我们看到这些东西都是属灵的美德。
So we see that poor in spirit, mourn, meekness, and hunger and thirst for righteousness, all these things are spiritual virtues.
所以这段经文形容一个属灵有深度的人。
So this passage describes a person who has spiritual depth.
什么原因
？Why？
我告诉你，就是因为他遵守耶和华的律法。
Let me tell you, it's because they obey God's laws.
因为他敬畏耶和华神。
Because they fear the Lord.
神把这个律法赐给人是有他的目的。
God has given men His law for a purpose.
所以目的就是要人敬畏神。
The purpose is so that men may fear God.
要人在这个生活上能够行公义的事情。
And that men may walk in righteousness in their lives.
也要人得到从神而来的智慧。
Then men may have wisdom from God.
也要人在这个世界上能够过一个丰盛的生命。
Then men may live abundantly here on earth.
而且要我们得到从神而来那个福分。
And also so that we may receive blessing that comes from God.
如果我们要这些东西的话，
If we desire these things,
我们必须要遵守耶和华的律法。
We must obey God's laws.
我们必须要去敬畏这位神。
We must go and fear God.
因为大卫在诗篇第一篇讲得很清楚。
Because David in Psalm 1 speaks clearly.
他说：“唯喜爱耶和华律法的人，昼夜思想这律法的人。”
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
啊，他将会得到这个福。
He will be blessed.
而且圣经讲到，他将会好像一棵树栽在溪水旁一样。
And the Bible speaks that he is like a tree planted by streams of water.
而且按时间结果子。
Which yields its fruiting season.
啊，叶子也不枯干。
Whose leaf does not wither.
啊，凡他所做的。进度顺利
and whatever he does prospers.
啊，这就是从耶和华那边来的福气。
And this is a blessing that comes from God.
我们是否愿意遵守耶和华的律法？
Are we willing to obey God's laws?
我们是否在这一生里面愿意敬畏这位耶和华神？
Are we willing in our lives to obey God?
让我们同心一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your word today.
我们感谢你，因为你的律法是绝对的。
We thank you that your law is absolute.
我们也知道，遵行耶和华律法的人必得到生命。
And we also know that those who obey the law will receive life.
必得到从神而来的智慧。
Will receive wisdom from above.
也得到从神而来的福气。
And will receive blessings from God.
求主你把你的话语藏在我们的心里。
May you hide your word in our hearts.
免得我们得罪你。
So that we might not sin against you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.